To reopen the hearing.
Yes, we're reopening 267.
An amendment that's
5 minutes?
Been,
yeah.
Yes, sorry.
I have an amendment that's been drafted in consultation with Commissioner Novick and T-Bot that I think nails down this issue.
Okay. So Commissioner Saltzman moves this amendment that says 116.40.340 driver conduct requirements, prohibitions, no permitted driver shall operate any for hire transportation vehicle while using a mobile communications device without a hands-free accessory as defined in ORS 811507 sub 1. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. So council discussion for accepting the amendment.
Are for hire transportation currently banned from using their hands on their devices?
I think they are by state law, right?
Well,
I think under state law, everybody is, because Commissioner Saltzman says that the state is thinking about, right, the state is thinking about changing the law.
So we don't, I think the answer to your question, Commissioner, is no, not in our code, but yes, in state law. I think that's the right answer.
Do we have anybody who knows that?
Anybody know that for sure? Leah or
because I thought there was some other exemptions apart from
come on up,
safety.
Ken.
I mean, there are exemptions for public safety officials.
Okay. So the question is, do we now prohibit this in our code for taxis, or are we relying on state law that says nobody should drive their car while operating a cell phone?
Are you talking about currently, before this amendment?
Before this
amendment. No, it is not prohibited in our code. We rely on state law.
Yeah, we're silent.
Are there others than public safety officers who are currently under state law allowed to use a hand device?
There are about, I would say, a dozen different exceptions. This adds taxi cabs.
That taxi cabs are not currently exempted under state law.
No, this adds that. The bill adds that.
The one
is
that
what I'm saying. Yes, the one that Commissioner Saltzman is referencing.
Got it.
Yes.
They're
okay,
creating
thank you.
A loophole. We're trying to close it.
Got correct.
Good spot.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, any further discussion on the amendment? Roll call on the amendment.
Fritz?
Very much appreciate you forwarding this. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, Dan. Aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you. Aye.
Novick?
I very much appreciate the commissioner's attention to what was going on in Salem. Aye.
Hales.
No one's life, liberty, or property is safe when the state legislature is in session. So said Mark Twain. Aye. This is still a first reading, and I do believe we should allow public testimony on this amendment, if there is any. Is there anyone who would like to speak on this item? If not, do you want to speak? Come on up, Tessa.
Come on up, Kadir.
This is on the cell phone
this
issue?
This is on the cell phone issue. So.
But,
Give us your name for the record, Tesfaye.
My name is Tesfaye Alemi. I'm from Green Cab.
Yes.
As far as it's allowed to use the hands-free, I think as a company, I would appreciate it. It has to be the same, you know, for everybody, and that's a good idea to do it.
Yeah.
And the drivers will be free driving safely. That's what I would say. And I don't have any issue with that.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, then this is an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call.
Fritz?
Well, I very much appreciate Brian Hockaday and Commissioner Novick's office and Claire Adamsick and mine working on the details of this. I also appreciate Commissioner Fish's attention to the detail that absent our understanding in the conversation today that there might not have been a further issue put before the council. So I appreciate Commissioner Novick assuring us that no pilot or any other changes will be made until after we've had due public process. Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
Yeah, I appreciate this discussion, and thank you, Steve, for the time you spent discussing this with me. Aye.
Saltzman.
I appreciate your indulgence on my amendment and appreciate this willingness. Happy to support this. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, colleagues. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Claire. And thanks to the long-suffering members of our task force, which are manfully and womanfully struggling with all sorts of related issues. Aye.
Hales.
Commissioner Novick is navigating an obstacle course on our behalf. With Commissioner Saltzman's help, we've just avoided another one. So thank you. Aye. Okay. Now we're adjourned, and we have a council budget session this evening on our utility rate review at 6:30.
Right? I hope so. Yep. Hope to see everyone there.